Some of the family members of people who died on September 11, 2001, are at the World Trade Center site today. Others are mourning in private. Many of them still have questions about what happened that day and complain that 2 years after the attacks, there's yet to be a full public accounting. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand reports.
32-year-old Kristen Breitweiser remembers the moment when she began to ask questions. She was looking at a magazine and saw a picture of President Bush sitting in a Florida classroom. His chief of staff was whispering in his ear that the World Trade Center had been hit.
And it just struck me that the president, the commander-in-chief of the United States of America, was sitting in a classroom when the second plane hit. It didn't make sense to me. It really started with that. Like, I just started to say, well, who was leading this country? Where were our leaders? What were they doing? You know, why was my husband burning alive when President Bush was in a classroom with second graders?
Breitweiser's husband, Ron, worked on the 94th floor of the South Tower. It was the second building hit. Ron Breitweiser had told Kristen not to worry, that he would be fine, even as he saw people jumping from the first tower. Before that moment, Kristen was content to be a stay-at-home mom, taking care of her 2-year-old daughter, Caroline. Now, 2 years later, Kristen is a full-time lobbyist. That initial question about what the president was doing the morning of the attacks has morphed into her own full-fledged investigation. Breitweiser spends all her time on the internet, on the phone, and on the road, hurtling down I-95 to Washington with 3 other New Jersey widows. These 4 women are on a mission to make the government answer their questions. Why weren't fighter jets sent to shoot down the airplanes? Why did the Port Authority not evacuate her husband's office tower? Why did top officials say they knew nothing about the hijackers before the attacks?
I had a very interesting conversation with an FBI agent, a very high-up FBI agent, and I said to him, you know, you had all this talk about Middle Eastern men at flight schools. You couldn't find them. You didn't do a check on the flight schools. And he said to me, you know how many flight schools there are in America? You expected us to go to every single flight school in America to find these guys, these few guys? And I said, okay, fine, you know, I'll give you that. You couldn't have hit every flight school. And I said, but then explain something to me. How is it that a few hours after the attacks, when this nation is brought to its knees, you were able to get to Embry-Riddle Flight School in Daytona Beach, Florida, with agents in cars, walked into the school and walked out with boxes full of records? One school out of the thousands that you just told me existed, how were you able to do that? How did you know where to go? And he just looked at me and said that they got lucky. And I said, you got lucky? He said to me, you know, what are you getting at? And I said, what I'm getting at is I think that you had open files on these terrorists, on these hijackers. I think that you were following them. And he said that I was flat out wrong.
A month later, it was revealed that indeed the FBI had open cases on 14 people associated with the hijackers. That was one piece of information revealed in the 900-page report prepared by the House-Senate Joint Intelligence Committee. The report examined the intelligence failures leading up to September 11th and issued some recommendations. And now the FBI has been revamped and is focusing on terrorism prevention rather than crime solving. In an interview with NPR last week, FBI Director Robert Mueller said critical information from the field will no longer be ignored.
Any information relating to terrorist cells, individuals whom we suspect of terrorism, persons stopped at the border, developments overseas, are brought to my attention. The memos would come all the way to the top.
The FBI and the CIA have made significant changes, says Juliet Kayyem. She's a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and studies the official response to 9/11. But she says other institutions have a long way to go.
The Department of Homeland Security is still struggling. The strategy is comprehensive. You know, these documents are 90 pages long. There's 62 recommendations. But they're not strategic. They don't give a sense of what priorities should exist for the nation in dealing with the terrorist threat. So, for example, they put, you know, sort of supporting a citizenry corps, which is, you know, a group of citizens who would assist law enforcement agents to prevent the next terrorist attacks. They equate that with getting money and equipment to first responders. But it can't be that those are equal.
In New Jersey, sitting on her deck, smoking a Marlboro Ultralight, Kristen Breitweiser says she does not feel safer 2 years out. And she wonders why, on the second anniversary, the nation still doesn't know what went wrong that day.
You know, you have the space shuttle disaster. They had an investigation up and running hours after that accident. They got $50 million. They've already given the report. Where is it for 9/11? You know, where are the investigations? What's the point of setting up a Homeland Security Department and giving it a nice name, but really not having the contextual information behind it to actually make the Homeland Security Department work. To do that, you have to know what went wrong on September 11th, and we don't know that yet.
Congress appropriated $14 million for the 9/11 Commission, which is conducting a comprehensive investigation into September 11th. Breitwiser and the other activist family members were instrumental in creating that commission. The Bush administration and Congress were both unwilling at first to have a full investigation. The panel is expected to present its findings next May. And in the meantime, Kristen Breitwiser and the three other New Jersey widows will continue to drive down to Washington and demand answers.
We always joke about what our husbands would think if they knew what we were doing right now. And I think my husband would first scream at me for smoking and then yell at me for spending so much time in Washington and not with Caroline. And, you know, that's another thing that's so sad is that I spend so much time with Lori, Mindy, and Patty. I never met their husbands, you know. I look at the kids, and I know the kids are like my own children now. And I just wish I could have known their husbands, you know? I wish more than anything that I could have known them before this happened.
That report from Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.